the purpose of this narrative from chapter 19 of Genesis is to tell us, to show us, that sin always has consequences. You know, these two towns were totally destroyed, mostly because of homosexuality. That stands as a warning. There are other motives, obviously. Lot felt, I guess, he was too old to make it up to the mountains before, so they spared the town where he went to take refuge. But the story is about, you know, it's still a barren plain to this day over there at Sodom. So it was written down for our instruction and our warning. That's why this incident arrives here at our Mass, you know, some almost 3,000 years later. So that we'd see sin has consequences. And trying to help people not sin, point out the you know, it's a great act of mercy. In fact, correction, you know, of that type is compared by St. Thomas Aquinas to almsgiving. It's a great favor to stop somebody from sinning. It's like giving alms. And we have to do that. We were just talking about the people out at the abortion clinic and how they're running into opposition now. People don't want to be saved from sinning. But that's contributing to their own mental and physical destruction, besides the destruction of the child. So it's an important text, even though it's mysterious. The gospel, if you watch it closely, is a story about your life and mine, and a story about the church. Got into a boat, and his disciples followed him. They're followers of Jesus. So they followed him. And suddenly, as Mark's very brief in this, a violent storm came up on the sea and the boat was being swamped by waves, but he was asleep. Imagine being asleep and then, you know, the boats are not big. Oh, they're about from, not as far as from here to the wall. They found one, you know. I guess you know that. It was down at the bottom of the Lake of Galilee, but somehow preserved. And they found it. First century fishing boat. It's fun to look at. See, they followed him. That's the story of it's a story about a storm. But it's told in a way to show us that it's a story also about discipleship and about trusting Jesus. You see? And he was asleep. Lord, save us, we are perishing. If I remember correctly, I didn't have a chance to check that out this morning. He kind of really says, Lord, does it mean nothing to you that we're going under? I mean, like, it's stronger than this, you see. So he woke up and said, why are you so terrified? Oh, you of little faith, don't you know who's in the boat with you? Well, we forget. And this is why this gospel is so, what's your problem? I'm here, you know? That reminds me of some other story. Ah, yes, I know now. Anyway, why are you terrified, are you of little faith? Well, that's it, little faith, that's why we're terrified. Then he got up, rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a great calm. The men were amazed and said, what sort of a man is this, whom even the winds and the sea obey? That was for their benefit. these things would be impressed upon them. And while they lost it all at the Passion, they got it all back at Pentecost. And that's why these stories come down to us. The point is what? If we are disciples and a storm starts, we don't have to worry. The worst that can happen is if we go to jail and get killed, and then we'll be in heaven forever. But the Lord is with us. I don't know how they got to save us. We are perishing. If I remember, no, Apolimotha, I guess it is. It must be in Matthew that they say, doesn't it mean anything to you that we're all going to go down in this boat? I mean, and he did that on purpose. So it's an encouragement text. With all that's going on, that's upside down and backwards, immoral and dark, the church, which is the bark of Peter, right, is going to be all right.